Up next, Grinding for Days, a brand new show where we discuss gaming, movies, music, pop culture, and more. And now, your hosts, Kieran and Kyle.
All right, we're on. Welcome to Grinding for Days, episode 2.
Yeah.
I'm Kieran.
I'm Kyle.
And that was Mr. Bogley doing the intro.
Yeah.
He was nice enough from ISX Radio. Let's give them a plug. I am also known as the K-Dog on ISX Radio. I do Fridays and Tuesdays, sometimes Tuesdays if I feel like it.
Yeah.
Fridays for sure. This guy, Kyle here, has not submitted any music yet, even though he's in like 17 bands.
Yeah, I really got to do that. I know. You ask me all the time. I just got to open up that file and fucking send it to you already.
Yep. Email isxkdog@gmail.com for anything temporarily, at least regarding that or even this podcast. Anyone listening who wants to get in touch with me, tell me I'm a cunt. You know, any girls want to say Kyle is sexy.
That's right. Yeah, please. Once you see the picture we put up, you know, that might be your opinion.
Yeah. So. You might fall for one of us.
One's hairier than the other, but we're both.
Yeah, some girls like hairy. That.
For sure.
Where's our...
So, first off... What
are we talking about here today on Grinding for Gears? I mean, Grinding for Days.
For Gears! Blood, sweat, and gears! Anyway, yeah, no, we're going to talk about Narcos.
Narcos Season 2. I'm 2 episodes from the end.
Yeah. That's farther than I've watched so far.
I know how it ends, but, you know, history's kind of a spoiler.
Why do you know how it ends?
Somebody told me.
Well, I know how Pablo Escobar died. Yeah. Wasn't it... It was a vigilante group?
I don't know who it was.
Of course it was a violent end, but it was... I think it was just... Basically, some group of vigilantes maybe collaborating with
government. Was it Los forces. Pepes?
I don't know, but I just got to that part. I just got to that part. They're collaborating with that Don Berna and what is her name?
Spoilers!
Yudi Moncada. Remember Yudi Moncada? She's got that painting above the fireplace of her gorgeous face. And Yeah, they killed... Yeah, no, really. Her husband, Kiki, remember him? Red hair? Kiki.
Yeah, I think so.
Kiki Moncada. Yeah, no, he got killed, you know, because Pablo was suspicious of him, but it wasn't really founded on anything, you know, and he killed those two guys at, what was the prison he was in? La Catedral?
Was that all season one stuff?
Because that was all season one. A lot happened in season one.
Yeah, I gotta watch him again, but down the road, no. I got other shows.
I will too. Watch. I would watch that over again too.
Yeah.
There's
I gotta finish this, and then I gotta get started on. Well, Luke Cage is coming out soon, so I'll be watching that. I think that's coming out in like a week or two. I'm not sure.
Cool. Yeah, I'm not super familiar on Luke Cage as a character.
Did you watch Jessica Jones?
No.
Oh, it was good. He's in Jessica Jones. He's kind of a love interest in Jessica Jones, and you know who he is, right? He's Power Man. He's bad motherfucker.
No.
He's basically a big dude, black dude, bald head. Yep. He's like impervious to harm, right? You can shoot him, you can beat him, you can hit him with a...
Is Jessica Jones impervious to harm too?
Yeah, she's pretty badass.
Yeah.
And so they kind of had a thing. I think in the comics too. I never read any comics with Jessica Jones. I've read a couple Power Man Iron Fists back in the 80s because they're doing an Iron Fist show too. So they're going to eventually have Power Man and Iron Fist.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're making all those series.
Marvel, man. They know what they're doing.
And it's going to be, like, it's going to lead up to a series that has all of them in it.
They're going to start including some of those characters in the movies, too, they've announced, I guess.
But there's a name for it. Like, you know, there's the Avengers. Like, it's a collective.
Oh.
I forget what the name is.
Oh, yeah. The
but that's what it's going to be, right?
The Invincibles or something like that, or...
Maybe. Could be. That kind of reminds me of that comic series, The Invisibles by Garth Ennis.
The Invisibles?
Yeah. Did you ever read any of those?
I don't think so. I read a bunch of Garth Ennis.
We should talk about Preacher too, because...
Preacher's done. Blu-rays are coming out in October, I guess. October, early October.
Yeah.
I loved Preacher.
Yeah.
Preacher's my favorite comic
of all time. I trust your opinion on Preacher.
Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I haven't even watched it. I'm saving it.
Well, you've read the comics, right?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. So
multiple times.
Yeah. You will not be disappointed. There's a lot different.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard.
The events are not the same as the events of the comic, but the characters, the main characters are down to a T. Like Cassidy, the guy who plays him, I can't remember his name, but he was on This Is England.
Okay. I saw that.
Yeah. And he plays Cassidy and he does a spot on job. The guy who plays Jesse does a spot on job. The girl who plays Tulip does a spot on job, but she doesn't look anything like Tulip.
No, she's a brunette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not going to bitch about... I think she's black, too. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I saw.
Well, everyone's bitching because they made Mary Jane black in the new Spider-Man movie.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Like in the... So she's not in the first one? I haven't seen any of the spin-off.
You haven't seen any of the Spider-Man movies?
Of course, yeah. No, the Tobey Maguire one with Sam Raimi as the director. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen those.
Well, they're doing a new one, right? Spider-Man Homecoming.
And one movie's come out, right? We have a very sick man behind us. Yeah. He's coughing his lungs out. We're waiting for him to stop coughing.
Yep.
So get a Vicks VapoRub or some kind of lozenge and come back soon. Anyway, I plan on watching Preacher as soon as I can.
Yeah,
I
mean, I'm going to buy the Blu-rays and watch it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a really good job with it. And by the last episode of season one, it really feels like the comics.
Cool.
And
right on. They start right off in Anvil. Like, that was part of season one, right?
Yeah, that was all of
season one. Was Jody in it and TC?
No.
Oh, no.
But they were hinted at.
They were hinted at?
They were hinted
at. To be in future episodes.
Because there was these little flashbacks of Jesse seeing his father getting killed. And you just see the legs of the people who killed him. But we know damn well who it is.
Is it in
it's outside. Field, yeah, it's outside.
Like, okay.
And they
so it recalls the scene from the comics.
But they're very vague.
Yeah.
There's no fuck communism lighter, unfortunately. There's no John Wayne.
Yeah, but is there any connection to John Wayne? That's really disappointing.
They mentioned him. They mentioned him in passing. Maybe there will be in future seasons. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, but like
that was such an important part of Preacher.
John Wayne showing up.
The feel of it.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
No. Like when he gets put on the as punishment by, when he's back.
Well, they haven't gotten to that yet.
Okay.
So maybe that'll happen next season. Because I know they got Hare Star coming in next season. They had a glimpse of him.
Yeah. What about the sexual investigators? Do you think they'll be included or is that too much for TV?
That's probably too much out of the... well,
like I thought Preacher altogether was too much for TV, to be honest. Like a lot of it. Do you think they'll have that? What is that Pope's name? A morbidly obese Pope who can't stop eating pies.
Oh, yeah. And he makes himself puke with that fork thing all the time.
Yeah. And the plane he's on, the 747, bounces down the runway
because
of his weight and... No, it's a pretty hilarious I saw Arseface, though. That's pretty cool.
Arseface is good.
Yeah. And do they have his father?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's quite different, though.
Okay. He's an asshole redneck?
He's a little more likable in the show.
Okay.
Because he was not a very likable character in
the comics. No, he was completely a hated person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a little more likable
in the show. Did he fuck himself?
No, but they kind of did that, but it wasn't a dick.
Yeah. And so just for my information and the listener's information, when Jesse uses the word, what is it like? Is it any different than...
It's pretty much the same.
Okay. Is it in some kind of foreign Kabbalistic, voice or something? Or
no, it's just his voice, just but it echoes. It's got reverb.
Oh, it echoes.
Like,
okay. That's what I mean.
You know? And
yes. Okay.
I can't remember if his eyes, I think his eyes glow red.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
his origin is like Genesis, the angel and the
Genesis was a little bit different the way it origined.
Does it happen in a church though?
Yes.
Okay.
But the church doesn't explode.
No.
But anyways, I'm not going to spoil too much for you because it's a
good... Yeah, watch the show. Watch it too. I'm looking forward to seeing what changes they've made. That's, I was kind of resistant to the idea of that.
And speaking of spoilers,
when I first heard about it, but,
would you kindly talk about the BioShock collection? You see what I did there?
Yeah. So anyway, that's one of our favorite games, obviously. I feel like BioShock the original game changed storytelling in games forever when it came out. I couldn't take it out of my Xbox 360. And, you know, I followed all the press leading up to the release of the game and stuff. And, no, I just love the world it creates. The best, one of the best parts of BioShock is the start, because for those of you that have played it, and are going to play it because of the collection, you're playing Crashes. You're in the, is it the Atlantic?
The Pacific. I can't remember.
I think it's the Atlantic.
I can't remember the exact geographic position of the plane.
God damn it. No, it's the Atlantic, I'm pretty sure. And you crash, you have flashbacks, and then you're in the water. There's the burning
city.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, is the initial, you know, your introduction to Rapture is so crazy.
Yeah.
It really is. That is the best. And Kevin Levine, like we were talking about earlier, he designed the game, because BioShock is not hard.
He makes a lot of top 10 villain lists. Yeah, well, it is. BioShock reminds me of like a dark ride at Disneyland.
Peter Pan, Pirates of the Caribbean, Indiana Jones. It really takes you on a ride, and it's not all that hard. It shows you where to go with the arrow.
Even more so, BioShock Infinite reminded me of a Disney, like a theme park.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. And that was an absolutely amazing game.
It was a masterpiece.
Yeah.
There was...
Skyhooks.
The Skyhooks were amazing. The Skyhook violence and the flying around on the Skyhook tracks and then digging them into people's faces was pretty awesome. The gunplay was awesome. The story was amazing. The characters were awesome. Should we give away the twist ending of BioShock Infinite? I mean, it has been like, what, 3-4 years?
Yeah. Yeah, we could.
Since Infinite came out. And spoiler alert, sound the spoiler alarm. We should get a sample of this guy coughing over here.
Yeah.
To use this as a spoiler alarm. Yeah, well, like the fact that like the bad guy was like alternate Booker.
Yes.
I can't remember his name.
But there's hints all the way through, which makes it all the way better.
It's like, I
didn't catch on to that.
I neither, but if you played through it again, I'm sure it'd be like, okay, I see that now. Or
No, I've played it twice. I've replayed it.
Playthrough.
I do a lot of replays, more than you. We've talked about this
before. I don't replay a lot of games.
No, you don't.
No, I don't, because there's too many coming out, and I just...
No, I know.
I will replay XCOM.
Old Faithfuls, you know? I always replay, though.
I gotta start a new game at XCOM 2, I think.
Like, how many times have you played GTA 5?
The story just once.
Okay. But I'm playing through it
a second time right now on the on the PC.
Yeah.
But then I just...
Are you vaping?
I am vaping.
Get a dank perp cloud in that lung.
I'm such a hipster.
That's
douchebag.
One thing Columbia didn't have, vaping. You know,
yeah.
That's what they hadn't really developed something like that yet. But no,
Pablo Escobar smoked a lot of weed.
Yes, he did.
I did not realize that. I thought he would be doing the Colombian marching powder.
Well, fictional Colombia or Pablo Escobar did, but maybe the real one did too.
I don't think they would include it though if he didn't.
They got a lot, like drug traffickers in South America have a lot of weed around them.
Mm-hmm.
They have weed. They smoke it. You know, and he's not doing coke. He wasn't a cokehead, right? I don't think he employed cokeheads either.
No.
Because you can't trust him.
Well, coke is it's a hell of a drug, as a great singer once said. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
But no, I think he was more into the cooked form of cocaine. The gentleman you're talking about. Mr. James.
Rick James. Oh, he was into the crack.
Yeah, he probably cooked it a lot at home.
Yeah.
It's easy. We won't give you the recipe now. But
I don't know. I always remember Richard Pryor blowing himself up, trying to...
He blew himself up cooking crack?
Freebasing, which is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like...
Yeah, he was cooking his coke and he set himself on fire.
My God.
And...
He must have been really fucking out of it.
Yeah. And that's when he... He got burned really bad, and that's when he started, like
his face?
Stopping. Yeah, like, he wasn't, like, he kept doing movies after.
Okay.
But, I was a kid. That was, like, in the late 70s.
Yeah.
He had a new movie coming out. It was called Holy Moses.
There's a really good German thrash metal band called Holy Moses.
Well, there was a...
Check them out.
Holy, like H-W-H-O-L, like whole, like entirely Moses. That's what the movie was. It was a comedy. Like well, it had Richard Pryor in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Richard Pryor, the man that runs around scared all the time. Remember there was an old episode of In Living Color and they had Richard Pryor scared for no reason. And it was like Damon Wayans playing Richard Pryor. And everything he looked at, he'd be scared of it. It was like a bowl of cereal or something on the table. He'd be like, because that was Richard Pryor's career back in like the late 80s.
Holy fuck.
Just the scared guy.
Let's talk more about Bioshock. We're not done yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were brought it up because they just released the remastered collection. Is it on Steam?
Yeah, it is remastered. I'm sure it's coming out for Steam.
Or is it on consoles?
Well, I don't know if it's out yet.
Yeah, because here's the original Bioshocks.
There's a bunch of videos out right now. There's a bunch of videos out right now.
Oh, here we go. September 15th. Oh,
right on. And it's 1, 2, and 3.
And if you own these original ones, you get free upgrades to the HD editions, apparently.
And what are the upgrades?
It's just like HD.
Oh, okay.
Like remaster.
Graphical upgrades.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but anyway, sorry. Back to the start of Bioshock, which you remember, do you not? That's probably the most memorable. Yeah, it's the most memorable part of Bioshock. But you go down, you find this lighthouse, this mysterious lighthouse. You find a bathysphere. You go down. It tracks how many fathoms you've traveled down.
That was so cool.
So cool. Yeah, I love that. And you notice the art style right away, the Art Deco influenced art style, which is so unique.
It's supposed to be like 1960, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. 1960.
Yeah.
And there's that message from Andrew Ryan, the founder of the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he talks about, it's very Randian, right? People have compared
Rand.
That. Yeah. She was a god. No.
Well, people are turning on her these days. I never made it too far. I tried reading.
I haven't read any of them. What is it? Atlas Shrugged, she wrote?
I had that book. Yeah. I tried to read some of her stuff.
They definitely, part
her books
of,
are like this thick.
Yeah.
And they're really hard to get through. They're very dry. But you know, Neil Peart was an Ayn Randian. But I heard him say that he didn't agree with that anymore.
Okay.
And he would slap his younger self.
His stance
on that. He changed his tune on it. Well, I think the basic philosophy of Ayn Rand is like a man or a woman, I guess, has to...
Wasn't it steeped in socialism?
No, it was kind of anti-socialism. It was
okay.
You should be able to provide for yourself, right? Ah. No free rides for anybody.
Oh, wow.
I think. Don't quote me. Okay. This is my...
That's not really what they were doing down in Rapture, though. You know, like...
But everybody had to contribute.
They did, right? Yeah. Whatever way they did. But the thing it really, you know, one of the points the game made is that someone's got to clean the stables. Someone's got to be the janitor. And the people aren't happy about it. And the city, the experiment, which, you know, was idealized by Andrew Ryan, doesn't work out, obviously, because it's a nightmare when you get down there. A war has already happened over the atom, the splicing.
What were the magic powers called? The
plasmids.
Plasmids, that's right.
Yeah, and they're in Infinite, too. Because that's the same universe.
Yeah, like, well, there's a little blink where you go into Rapture towards the end of Bioshock.
I thought that was so cool.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah.
And, you know, the downloadable content for Infinite is so cool. It's you're in Rapture when it's thriving. You know what I mean?
It's fully actually populated.
Yeah, and you go down to this prison that's a department store. I can't recall of it. I played it a long time ago.
I didn't play the DLC. I just played the main.
You got to play it. You got to play it. It's so cool, actually. Yeah, it's like, because that's the only time you can see Rapture... you know, not totally waterlogged. Oh, no.
That
and
I would
up.
Like to see.
Because it's such a cool city, right?
How much is Bioshock these days?
It's got to be really cheap.
Is there a...
Can't be.
I'm just shopping here while we're... Bioshock.
Shopping.
End of season pass bundle still $54.99 on Steam.
What?
That's a 3-year-old game. 25th March.
For Bioshock.
For the season pass in Bioshock, the actual game is $32.99. This is Canadian dollars.
This is for Infinite, though. This is How much is the original?
The first BioShock is $21.99. Wow.
That's more than expensive. I would have thought, too. Does Walmart not have it in the dollar bin? Like, you know what I mean?
I traded in my BioShock 2 a while back.
We haven't talked about two.
I got 25 cents of store credit for it.
25 cents. That's where they go. Did you not keep it?
No, I traded it in.
You didn't want the junk?
Well, I got a trunk full of Xbox 360 games and PS3 games over there. I'm going to keep those.
I do, too. In storage.
But me and Craig took them off
even
the
though my goddamn hard drive got fucking deleted. But
so did mine.
Yeah. You know my fame. You know my struggle.
Well, it happens every couple of years.
It does. It's called... I was reading yesterday about something called data decay. Like, anything that's saved really eventually will... degrade to the point where it's corrupted. You know what I mean? Naturally.
I think it depends on the media it's stored on.
I don't know. I think it said all...
If it's chiseled on a stone tablet, come on.
No, that's the only, you know, media that's not going to do that to you. But no.
Floppy disks? I don't know. Yeah.
I know some people are still running
old Commodore 64s and stuff like that, and the disks are still working.
Yeah, the cartridge works, but have they had
it? I saw a guy on YouTube a while back, and he was running like an old BBS off like...
Was a Commodore, what kind of game disk or cartridge did it have? Like what kind of...
It had both.
It had both.
But mostly...
Because remember last podcast we were talking about how my friend altered his system to play... He was playing... It was the Japanese version of Super Nintendo. Do you know what I'm talking about?
So the Super Famicom.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I meant for everybody listening. We were like, oh, is it SNK? No, those have huge fucking...
Oh, I was talking about the Neo Geo.
No, I know. Yeah, the Neo Geo. But no, it was the Super Famicom.
Yeah.
And he looked up something and he altered his Super Nintendo slightly and...
Well, it was just the cartridge slots, I think, that were different.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was a little store in my hometown.
There's different games, right?
I bought a Sega Genesis back then.
Okay.
There were some games only available on the Japanese, especially Nintendo. Like, they were notorious for not releasing stuff.
Like, regionally?
In the States, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
In Canada, and you had to get imports, right?
Yeah.
There was a little store that used to sell Japanese imported games for Sega Genesis, and the Japanese Genesis, I think it was the Mega Drive in like Europe and Japan, and it was the Genesis in North America.
Yeah.
I know it was the Mega Drive in England, but they had slightly different shaped cartridge slots. So this guy used to sell Japanese games, and he would file down the sides of the cartridges so that they would fit in a North American Sega Genesis. I only had a couple of games like that. I had Strider. That was the first
Strider.
Game I remember Strider. I've heard of that. Anyone who likes any retro game should play Strider. It's a definite classic. It was an arcade game.
Is that Strider Hiryu?
Yeah. Strider Hiryu. He will never leave Eurasia alive. You know, it had voices. It was like really... the sword. Ching, 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 ching.
Did you play Ninja Gaiden?
Yeah, I played the hell out of Ninja Gaiden, yeah.
I love Ninja Gaiden. Totally.
I like the arcade game a lot.
Didn't play that.
And then there was the NES version.
Yeah. It's cool and, we both, like, I was, you know, you're...
You were just a little kid.
You're quite a bit older than me, but arcades were still around when I was a kid.
Well, there's in the malls and some stuff. Arcades, I guess.
They're usually part of movie theaters, aren't they?
That's the only place I know of in this city.
They don't have standalone arcades. Do you think that place, you know, in Toronto, what was that called? The big fucking arcade they used to have?
On Yonge Street there?
Play Center or something? I don't know. They were just big. It was a franchise of arcades, and they were just like a big thing. Playdium?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. But I wonder if those are still running, because... They probably aren't.
There's not in this town. There's some arcades around.
Nobody's going to go...
But they've tended more towards the barcades.
Well, my friend does... Like, my friend Ross, you've met him. He does...
Oh, is that the guy who had the Street Fighter tournament?
Yeah. Yeah, the Street Fighter. He was there. Yeah, that was very fun.
They had a Street Fighter tournament at a burger joint here in Calgary, and they had a bunch of arcade games there.
Boogies.
Boogies Burgers. Yeah, we'll give them a free plug.
And it was Rainbow Edition, which is a very rare bootleg where you can change characters on the fly... And it's all the moves are sped up. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was nuts. Fun
for sure. We'll do that again for sure soon. But my friend Ross, he fixes up arcade cabinets. He services them. He puts them around town. So his whole garage is full of pinball machines and cabinets. It's just, it's amazing going there. I love it.
Wow.
Yeah. He's always got different ones. He had the Sopranos pinball machine for a long time.
Nice.
Which was really cool.
If I had the room, I'd
with the fish with Big Pussy's voice and yeah, all that.
Did that pinball machine have the fish?
Yes. Yeah, it did, dude. It had the Big Mouth Billy Bass.
That's nice.
Yeah, and it had the stripper pole for the bang and everything. We're both huge Sopranos fans.
Huge.
You'll hear some references for
sure. We're gonna do a special if this podcast is still going next year.
The Sopranos anniversary. Oh man, my friend has the Sopranos PS2 game. Road to
Respect?
Yeah.
I never played
it. Man, that's funny to watch him play that. It's a beat 'em up.
It's like Grand Theft Auto, isn't it?
No, I don't think it's open world. It's like a level-based beat 'em up. But it's just watching a Sopranos game in action is hilarious.
Yeah.
PS2.
Yeah.
You're not any of the characters from the game.
No, you're like Big Pussy's illegitimate son.
Yeah, you're somebody like that.
I remember seeing that.
It's funny, though.
But it's got the voices of all the...
It does, yeah. Yeah, so that... Like, that's worth owning for a Sopranos fan.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I should check that out. Well, in a few years, we'll be getting PS2 emulators.
Yeah.
So I'll check it out then.
They don't make those yet?
I don't think the computers...
Yeah.
Like, at least my computer. And I have a pretty good...
Totally.
System here.
You do.
It's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Mafia 3 is coming out, though.
Yeah.
Of,
yeah. I was asking the guys at EB Games about that the other day. I thought it was already out, but it's
not. I played the first Mafia.
Yes, I did too. On computer.
I played it on PC, yeah.
Yeah.
It
was awesome.
It was a good game.
Yeah, I loved it. Do you remember you...
It was like Grand Theft Auto, but you actually had to obey
it wasn't the traffic. Very open world, though. There weren't random missions around to do. I don't
know. Well, there were some.
Was there?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have a really clear recollection.
I don't
either. I think it was in New York.
My memory is hazy.
This was years ago. Like, I probably played this.
Crime Streets of LA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a good game, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was.
Let's get back on Mafia, though.
Yeah, October 7th, according to my Steam here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, and it's got a... It's in Bordeaux, which is a New Orleans kind of inspired city, I guess. And main character is a African American fellow, and or he's half African.
Does it take place in like present day or
that I don't know either.
Because Mafia One,
I know it's got
like the
Black
30s.
Mafia in it or something.
Oh, like, part like of the, New Jack City?
Yeah, he's part of the Black Mafia. New Jack City is a great movie.
Yeah, that's one of the better mob films.
Nino Brown.
Yeah. He was a bastard, eh?
Yeah.
But...
for sure.
Like, every ethnicity has their mob, right? Like, the Italians and the Russians. And
Triads.
The Triads and the Black Mafia and the...
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the Narcos and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So
yeah. Well, it's just a way to describe a really organized, you know,
I love a
crime
good
group that makes
organized
a lot of money.
Crime film. Like, I like the Yakuza stuff, you know?
Yes, me too. Yeah.
Those guys are nice.
Have you played the Yakuza games?
No.
I have.
Are they good?
They're pretty cool. They're weird. They're super popular in Japan. Like, you can play pachinko in them, you know, and you open up these coin lockers and you're... It's pretty interesting. I think it's all subtitled. I think I played Yakuza 2, but no, it's pretty interesting. I know they're huge in Japan, though, for sure.
Oh, it's not available on Steam.
Oh,
what was it on? What did you play it on? Like PS2?
I think it was 360.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was either PS3 or 360.
I never
sold
played
it.
Those.
I sold it a long time ago, but...
I played a lot of those crime games. Well, obviously GTA, and I played, you know, Sleeping Dogs.
Sleeping Dogs was awesome. Loved it.
Sleeping Dogs was originally supposed to be a true crime game. It was supposed to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I heard that recently. It was supposed to be true crime Hong Kong.
Okay.
And that all fell through for some reason. And, which is probably.
Is it the same developer?
I think it started out, but I don't know.
And then they bought the rights or something.
Look on YouTube. We're going to just be the YouTube redirect podcast. Because we're too lazy.
We don't know anything.
Goddamn research.
No, we know a lot. Or do we? But yeah, no.
We think we do.
But no, the game was awesome. The setting was really cool. The Hong Kong setting. The combat was really fun. It was kind of similar to Batman, Arkham City, Arkham Asylum, right?
Yeah.
It was, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can pick up weapons.
Arkham Asylum really raised the
changed
bar
combat. Like, for, Mordor was totally influenced. Yeah. Shadow of Mordor took a huge influence
combat,
from that. But that's like the same engine, I think, as Arkham City and
that's
all
made
those
by WB Games,
yeah,
right?
So, yeah. They reused it.
I think they
changed it enough that it's fun.
I think Shadow of Mordor is basically a reskin.
It is. It totally is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It works, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I still enjoyed the hell out of that.
We're going to talk about that game a little later.
All right.
If we get to it. Yeah. And as we were saying, I'm glad this collection is coming out because a whole generation of people that haven't played the games will get to play it now. Because
those games are like 10 years old almost.
Yeah. I think it is 10
BioShock
years.
BioShock released.
Let's take a look.
We're
going
to do a little Google
fact
search
sheet
here.
The fact sheet.
BioShock. Originally
and you know,
released. Oh, come on.
You know, number
2007.
2007, yeah, so almost 10 years.
So yeah, next year will be the 10th anniversary. Oh my God.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I still think of that as like a new game.
Yeah, for sure.
System Shock was old, and they're doing a remaster
of
that.
Yeah, System Shock. I'm going to play that because I haven't played System Shock.
I didn't play much of it. I played a little bit of it. I never finished it.
Okay, like it's the spiritual...
Yeah. It's good, and the remaster is going to be really good. Like, they totally redid the graphics. They should do one for Deus Ex, too, the original Deus Ex.
Yeah, I like that.
Did you play...
Was the last one Human Revolution?
Yeah, I played that.
Yeah, I didn't like it, man.
Really?
I did not like it. Dude, the cities were empty. Detroit had three fucking people on the street.
Oh, I know.
Like,
so does Real Detroit.
I spent
a lot of time
in the Real Detroit.
You
would know.
You don't find a lot of people unless there's like an event going on.
But that in the game, it's a metropolis.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Mega City 21 from Judge Dredd or fucking.
That's how big Detroit's supposed to
Los
be.
Los Angeles and Blade Runner or fucking Neo Tokyo Akira.
Yeah.
Like,
Mega City 1.
Metropolis, yeah. But anyway, no, it's cool. People will be able to...
Detroit is not that big now.
It's
but maybe it
shrunk.
Will be like 30 years from now. You never know.
My sister lives right across the pond from Detroit.
Where?
Leamington.
Oh,
do you know where that is?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's right by Windsor.
It's really hot, right?
My mom is moving to Kingsville, which is right by...
They used to live there. Kingsville,
My mom's moving there. She
but they go shopping in Detroit a lot.
Yeah, we used to.
Go check it out.
Yeah.
They like it.
Well, you don't go shopping in Detroit. You go out to like the suburbs, you know?
Okay.
You go, if you want to party.
I don't know anything about it. We
if
had
you
to want go to
party,
around
you go
it.
Downtown.
Yeah. Party.
We used to go to some party bars with all the party dude and dudettes back in the early 90s. Oh my God.
Yeah.
We were total bros.
Listen to Smash Mouth a lot.
Yeah, a lot of Smash
you
Mouth.
You didn't.
I didn't.
Okay.
I was listening to a lot of Fish in the 90s.
And, Fish?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as it wasn't Hootie and the Blowfish.
No, I wasn't listening to Hootie and the Blowfish.
Just don't pull that on me.
I would.
Darius Tucker.
Is that the guy from Hootie and the
Blowfish?
Yeah, I'm
pretty sure it is. Country singer, yeah. Enough about Hootie and the Blowfish. Back to fucking BioShock. BioShock 2.
It's a shame that Hootie and the Blowfish did not
do
the
soundtrack for BioShock. Yeah, totally. It could have added so much to the bathysphere.
We're going down to Rapture. It's starting to sound like Trey Parker now. And it's going to cost a buck 05.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
But no, Kevin Levine, the creator of BioShock, the mastermind behind it. He wasn't involved in BioShock 2.
Ken
Levine, not Kevin. Damn it. His name's Kevin Levine. Sorry for the misinformation. But anyway, he wasn't involved in number two. And you could really tell, I found. Like, you said you didn't really remember a lot of details about two.
No, I remember you played as a Big Daddy.
You were Big Daddy, yeah. And I think it was after the original. Pretty sure. I'm not sure. It didn't stand out to me.
It wasn't very memorable.
Like, I I very clearly remember Infinite and the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like the forgettable middle child.
Yeah, I didn't love it that much. I'm kind of tempted to go back and play it now just as a fan of the series. Maybe I, you know, didn't pick up on what's so great about it. But no, I don't know.
Well, the remastered editions are out and
15th. Is that tomorrow?
That when are they out? BioShock. Looking on Steam, yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm not getting prices though.
If you haven't played it, get it. Because
I will not get it.
It's amazing.
I've played them all.
No, I played them all multiple times. I played the first one probably 4 times. I played Infinite twice. Yeah. I'm good on that.
And but a couple of there's gonna be enough games coming out this fall that I'll be buying.
There is, yeah.
One of the games I will be buying will be Titanfall 2.
Yeah. You liked the first one quite a bit.
I really liked the first one. It
showed me some gameplay, like you showed me.
October 28th, it's coming out.
Yeah.
Developer Respawn, published by Electronic Arts. A lot of people, fuck off EA, you know, like a lot of people.
Well, how many downloadable contents did they make for Titanfall?
A couple.
Yeah. That's EA signature.
But then they ended up making them free. Right? Because I didn't play Titanfall.
They made them free.
Yeah, I didn't play Titanfall for a long time, and then I went back.
I'm kind of surprised at that.
I went back for a while, and by the time I went back, the all the DLC was free, so I just...
What's funner, Overwatch or Titanfall?
I would say Overwatch.
Okay.
It's because Overwatch is more about the social aspect. It's about finding good players, adding them to your friends list, and then you kind of become... Like, I've never met any of these people in real life. They're... From all over
the place.
That's
how Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
But you get on there's some
Call of Duty
people.
4 was for me. And they're remastering Call of Duty 4 and it's going to be on that Infinite Warfare that's coming out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I thought maybe it would be like, you know, off PS Network or something I could get it cuz I really love 4. I do
like
not
the first Modern Warfare?
Yes. Yeah, it was so good when it came out. I loved it.
I stopped after Modern Warfare 2. I didn't buy Ghosts or Black Ops or any of
that.
That's
those. When I stopped too. I don't play first-person shooters online.
I
ever
do,
now.
But like I play, well, right now I play Overwatch.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go back to Battlefront.
I like
the next
them. I just
DLC.
Haven't played them in a long time.
When Star Wars Battlefront. And you know, I'm in the minority. I think Battlefront.
But that's a third-person shooter, right? Or can you go first-person?
You can go back and forth from first.
Oh,
to third.
You can.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
That would have helped when I was playing it. I think it's kind of hard in third person, I find.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's easier in third.
Yeah.
I think that game was made to be played in third person. And
it's weird when they tack on like a first person view. Like
no, the first person view was not tacked
on. No, but
on.
Like Fallout 3 they did. Skyrim they did.
Yeah.
Like you switch to third person and it's horrible.
It is tacked on. Yeah.
It doesn't play well. But when it's, you know, when
didn't
it's
they just
well,
release
cool.
some new DLC for Fallout 4? Like the amusement park
I think they did. You know my opinions on Fallout 4. I played a good 60 hours. I'm done. I hate it. I hate it.
I haven't put that many hours. Let me check my little Steam folder here.
60 hours isn't that much,
that's
though, of the
for
game.
Fallout 4, it's...
No, like, you know...
I've played 62.
Yeah.
I don't dislike the game.
I think it's so... It really, it's just because of what it could have been, man. It could have been so much better.
Well, they always could be better. Any game could have been so much better.
But it doesn't use the potential there in the way it could. The graphics are terrible. They're bad.
They could be better.
They're bad. You're on the top of that tower, you know, the one downtown Boston, and you have to rescue
like in
the
baseball
news anchor guy.
Thing?
No, it's not in, what is that, Diamond City?
Diamond City,
no, it's not in Diamond City. It's close to there, though. You go up this tower. It's the highest
point. Yeah. That like, intellectual guy and the mutants have got
that
him.
That was stupid.
And then you get strong at
that
the
was
end,
stupid.
Right?
The subplots are stupid.
Hey, please save me from these brutish
orcs. That was dumb. And the there's nothing interesting. The characters are bad. It's an RPG, no?
Yeah.
And what good RPG has terrible, unlikable characters, man? I can't name one.
No, characters are a big part.
They are. They are. And is it not an RPG or is it?
Who's the best RPG character ever?
Maybe Minsk.
I would say Minsk. He had a lot of personality.
We got to put Minsk in at the start of the show, man. You got to get Minsk's war cry. Battle Bull. After the introduction, put that in.
Okay.
On the next one.
All right.
Cool. Because me and Karen love Baldur's Gate, and you should too. And number two as well. But no.
I think I have Baldur's Gate on
screen. And you have that Pillars of Destiny?
Pillars of Eternity?
Pillars of Eternity, yeah. Yes. Like that. I don't think my laptop could run that, but I would play that if I.
That
if
is
I
like.
Because the Black Isle developed it, right?
Well, it's like a Baldur's Gate game.
Yeah, which is very.
It's pretty awesome. Good.
Yeah.
Baldur's Gate they also kind of spawned Dragon Age Origins. Mm-hmm.
It did. Yeah. No, that's. I bought Origins when it came out, and it was terrible on PS3.
Yes, it was. I bought it on Xbox, and it was terrible. But recently, horrible. I bought the. Well, not that recently, maybe last year. I bought the PC version.
Mm-hmm.
And the PC and version. And you can was go amazing.
Isometric.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
and that's what you can
zoom like right out, and it's almost like XCOM.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want, and we love XCOM. Yeah,
because it was so hard to employ tactics on the console version. Mm-hmm. You could only pull out so far from the characters, and
No, it looked bad.
That too. Game was so much better on PC,
no doubt.
Yeah,
yeah. It was, I have friends who love that game. I bought it because I heard of the comparisons to Baldur's Gate, and obviously BioWare developed it. But I was pretty goddamn.
Inquisition was pretty awesome.
I
think the console versions were okay on that too.
Yeah. No, I'm interested in that one when it's like $20 or something.
It was a way different game, but there were some of the characters from the Morgan was in Inquisition, and because she comes out towards
It had good characters.
She comes out towards like the final mission, and I'm like, Morgan.
Yeah,
you know, I was so happy.
Jade Empire was cool too. Back,
I never played Jade Empire.
No,
that was free on Origin for a while, and I never got it. Like Origin, which is basically that? It's basically EA's equivalent of Steam.
Mm-hmm.
But they only sell EA games. I'm just going to put it up.
And does EA... Yeah, they do own BioWare, right?
Well, they own... they published Dragon Age Inquisition.
Oh, okay.
But they... And they published Jade Empire because every once in a while they'll throw a free game up.
Right? I played Jade Empire. I think I beat it.
And they had Jade Empire. What's their current free game? Last I checked it
There's was... free games on PS Plus too. Every month.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to pay...
And Xbox.
The PS4 requires a PS Plus membership. It's pretty cheap, though. And
free.
It makes sense.
Oh, Battlefield 4.
These are all...
Battlefield 4 DLC.
Oh.
I have Battlefield 4. I will get that later. I haven't touched that game in a while.
No.
Because when Battlefield 4 launched, it was such a horrible glitch fest. I played it a little bit, and I was like, fuck this. And I went
Have you seen gameplay of the new... Battlefield, the one in World War.
Yeah, I think Battlefield 1's going to be good. Cool. Yeah.
No, I think it's out.
It's not out yet. No, it's not out yet.
Okay, my friend must have had
a beta. Pirated
version.
There was a beta. Okay,
it must have been the beta. But it was the cavalry.
Yeah, you can get on a horse.
God. That looked cool.
Yeah.
He was chopping people up with the sword.
Yeah.
And, oh, man.
It's going to be good, I think, and I'll probably end up buying it. I do this every year.
I'm bad at Battlefield.
I do this. I enjoy Battlefield. I enjoy Bad Company. I respect
people that are good at it because that's hard.
I'm not that good at it.
Call of Duty is not a hard game to be good at.
I wasn't very good at Call of Duty. Yeah.
Man, Call of Duty is very shallow. Like, when you get down to it, like, the aiming is so forgiving. The weapons are so powerful. It really is. Like, Battlefield is so much harder.
I do better at Overwatch. The thing I like about Overwatch is you get credit for the kill. Even if you, like, shot the guy but didn't kill him and then someone else kills him, you still get credit for the kill. You
do in Call of Duty, too. Well, you get an assist.
You get an elimination.
Oh, you do.
But then there's a special... like final blow category, like for those who actually killed the person.
And you can get headshots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overwatch is where it's at. It's not that groundbreaking. It's just fun. Yeah. You know?
Well, that's what matters, really. To me, that's what we're all wanting in what we play.
It's fun. You get in a team. You get to know some people on the game, and you get in a team with them. And you're like, I got in a game the other day. I was drinking.
Yeah.
Our mutual friend was over, the Newfie.
Yeah, yeah, we know
and,
him.
You know, the fucking Newfie. And I was drinking, and he left pretty early because we got pretty loaded. We started pretty early. And I was like, I'm going to play some Overwatch now.
Mm-hmm.
And I got on with some. I got on with some people that as soon as I got on, I got invited to a group, and it was a bunch of people I knew from the game. And I was like, guys, I gotta tell you, I've had a few drinks, and they were like, so have we, dude. You know, and the whole team was drunk.
Well, it was Saturday night.
It was Saturday night, yeah. And we ended up winning like 5 games in a row, which is pretty unheard of.
Yeah,
but enough Overwatch.
This guy loves Overwatch.
Enough Overwatch anecdotes.
Yes.
Okay, on to our next topic, which is the coming, the upcoming game, Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah.
We're going to, because I'm used to flying by the seat of my pants, we're going to Google that right now.
Yeah, we watched the trailer earlier.
Oh, it's not coming out till like next March.
Shut up.
According to this, according to...
What the fuck?
Mass Effect Andromeda.
Let's it was the fucking coming page. Out in November.
That's what I thought.
Dude.
Early 2017, yeah. Okay, oh, I'm not too excited now. Because we
shit! Got
but yeah, this game does look beautiful.
Fuck, man. I thought it was out in November. What the fuck?
This looks like what No Man's Sky should have been.
Yes.
You know?
It will be. It'll be fucking amazing.
Yeah. I like the Mass Effect franchise. It always reminded me of like a much more kick-ass version of Star Trek.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Having the crew and traveling around. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the such good characters like we talked about earlier. You know, Fallout 4.
Who's your favorite team from Mass Effect? Who's your favorite players to go with?
I usually picked... Well, in 3, I picked that new guy they introduced that was an assassin.
Oh, the guy with the big eyes there?
Yeah, the lizard type guy.
He looked like that. He was really cool. He looked like Simon Pegg's little buddy from the Star Trek reboot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was dying, wasn't he? Wasn't he like terminally ill?
Yeah, he just being off his planet, I think, kills him.
Oh, okay.
Like his lungs or something like that. They go into all that with the characters in the Mass Effect series, of course.
Yeah,
like,
they all got their own little
very
backstory.
Detailed. Very...
There's all the romance options and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's and this is going to be a more open version. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's kind of disappointing, man. I was really excited for it to come in November. I don't know why.
It's going
to
be one of my fall purchases.
I get confused sometimes, people.
Okay, maybe got pushed back. I don't know. I haven't been paying a lot of attention.
I'm really
to
sorry.
Mass Effect Andromeda.
No,
to be totally honest, but we watched the trailer before we started recording.
It looked cool. And there wasn't a lot to it, though. Cool. I mean, it showed the developer working on it, and it showed a little, you know, it showed its...
We'll get more trailers probably, like, later. Yeah,
of course.
Closer to release date.
That'll be cool. Let's never talk about No Man's Sky again.
Yeah, No Man's Sky is
shit. Just never again.
Star Citizen is one I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, you were talking about that last week. The, it's pretty ambitious, you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see if they can pull it off.
Cool.
But I did watch that demo video of, they had like a 52-minute demo.
Yeah.
And they were showing like the next big update. Because I keep saying, should I buy it? Because you can buy it now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can?
Yeah, you can buy a package and kind of get in on the alpha level.
Okay.
The most expensive package is $15,000 US.
What?
And then you get like every ship in the game. Oh my God. You get like all kinds of, but then like the packages start at like $45 US, and then you get like a basic ship and
okay.
Like
that's how it works, eh?
Yeah, like the more you put into it.
I wonder if that'll be a big thing. You know,
the game itself I'm hoping. Because I think space sims need to come back.
Yes.
Elite Dangerous is pretty good. I play that once in a while.
A lot of people play EVE Online, don't they?
Yeah, but that's not much of a sim. That's more like World of Warcraft
or something.
No, it's more like an MMO.
Yeah.
It's
an MMO.
Instead
Star Citizen is not an MMO?
It's going to be online. But it's a space sim.
Okay.
Slash first person shooter. Because you can get out of the ship.
Oh, and, I see.
And fight.
Okay.
And there's Elite Dangerous, which is a sim. Like, you actually have to use, like, I get this thing. I got a Logitech 3D Pro because...
Cool.
This don't cut the mustard. I bought this last week.
Oh.
Xbox One controller.
Nice. I'm sure that's a lot better than that other thing you had.
Yeah, I was using the Logitech cheap ass.
That thing played like a piece of junk.
Yeah, that rumbles like that. And everything.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so.
Perfect.
I bought it it was an impulse purchase, but.
Those are the best.
Yeah. I'm looking for some games to use it because Overwatch, you can use the controller, but you're much better off with mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, I could. Any first person shooter, right? Is better with that. But I wanted to talk about Hitman, the new Hitman.
Now that has been released in episodic format, right?
That's the first time. Yeah, I think I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's one of the, you know, the only AAA games, you know what I mean, that's being released that way. I think it's like an experiment for them.
Yeah.
It's been really successful as far as I know, like with sales.
I haven't really played it myself, but I watched Center Strain on YouTube, Center Strain 01. He's like the master of stealth games. He did he did the first one I watched. And he did it like every single time, like all the different ways you can...
Yeah.
Complete the level.
There's so many ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because he was trying to get like all the medals or all the achievements or whatever.
There's tons.
But yeah, it's a cool game. I like Hitman.
Hardest. It is. Did you play Absolution?
I played a couple of them, but I can't. Like, there's
Absolution's the last one.
No, I didn't play that.
And a lot of people, I liked it a lot. A lot of people criticized it.
I played the one with the nuns that.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Bayonetta nuns. Was that Blood
Money? No. I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, I couldn't get into Blood Money, and like, I'm not an original Hitman fan, but I love.
I played the very first Hitman when it came out.
Yeah. What was that for?
On PC, I played it like back whenever it came out.
There wasn't a lot of direction in those, was there?
They have developed into much better games.
Well, in the new Hitman, there's opportunities. So you start in the level in a certain place wearing a certain disguise that gets you access to, you know, a set number of areas.
Right.
And then you, unlock as you level up through completing certain challenges and stuff, you unlock other places which you like assassination challenges, etc.
Right.
You unlock other places where you can start, like you can start in the kitchen in a mansion in a chef uniform or part of the AV crew who's going to do the fireworks at this fashion show. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Different levels of
security. I've seen that. Yeah.
It's really cool. And then, you also unlock, like you can put weapons in garbage cans or multiple other places and go find them because there's that some places you get frisked. You know what I mean? You can't bring it. Sniper rifles, you can't smuggle at all. They're on your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's a challenge in the Sapienza level. I still can't figure out is you have to somehow kill both targets with the sniper rifle and get away. One of the only vantage points I found is up this tower. As soon as you kill the targets, I know what time they come out.
Watch that Center Strain guy.
Yeah, no, he would know. Like, there's
he pulls off.
I don't think I'm doing it at all correct, to be honest. It's fun to try and figure it out. It's just like the ultimate puzzle game, really.
Kind of is a puzzle game. But
it has direction, though. It has these opportunities, and they're set opportunities, and they tell you where to go, and you go to these different things. You get all the parts, and then it gives you an opportunity to kill the person, and then there's the assassination challenges, and you can pick which way you kill them. So you know what? You get in with the opportunity.
The best
one. You get the chance with the opportunity. Then you pick your assassination. But some ways, like a lot of them, it's not going to tell you how to do it. It kind of, like you still have to figure out a lot of stuff.
It's really interesting. That's one I saw. I just watched it on YouTube.
And the escalation.
I watched it on Center Strain. And it was, you had to, like the target was this guy who was going to leave the country by flying out in like a military jet.
Oh, in a jet. Okay.
He was going to fly out like an F-14 or a MiG or something. I can't remember where it was.
Because I just
like,
downloaded those. I haven't finished them. There's one in Morocco and there's one in Bangkok.
It was the first one. But one of the ways you could kill him was by rigging the ejector seat to go off.
Yes. Okay, I played that. Yeah. You know what? That was the first thing released.
That was the first. Yeah, that was the first.
Yeah, no, that was super cool. Yeah, you could fuck with it with the wrench or the screwdriver and eject him into the sky there. And no, that was really cool.
I gotta get the Hitman game.
Totally, yeah. You got to be in the right mindset. You know, you can't be kind of drunk like we are right now.
To drinking really, and podcasting.
Yeah. To really,
I'm at a perfect level of alcohol to play some Overwatch.
Yes, you might be better than you ever dreamt possible.
Well, we had 5 in a row on Saturday.
That's a pretty twitchy.
But enough Overwatch anecdotes.
Back to Overwatch.
Keep going. I gotta play that. That's my current addiction.
Yes, I gotta play that. But no, the Bangkok level just came out. I haven't played it yet. I just said came out.
Is that
out.
Available on Steam?
I just said came out.
I came out?
Yeah, and I'm pretty proud of myself. But no, of course it's on Steam.
That's this one?
It's gotta be. Yeah. It's just called Hitman.
Oh, Hitman Full Experience.
Yeah. 1 to 7.
Okay.
But those all 7
you know
are now.
I will
yet.
Buy that Fiber. When it's on sale. I'm not paying the full retail for that.
Yeah. I don't know why I did. But
Company of Heroes is on sale.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's like StarCraft 2, but set in World War 2.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Great. Yeah.
That sounds awesome. Is it anything like Command and Conquer? I know that was like...
It's very similar to Dawn of War. Have you ever played
Dawn
of War?
Yeah, I played it here. When you were,
It's the same kind of engine, same developers. And,
okay.
It's very much like Dawn of War.
It's probably really fun.
It is. It's really good, but it's really hard.
Okay. Dawn of War wasn't so hard.
Dawn of War, like...
On the normal difficulty, it's not that hard.
Dawn of War 3 is coming out.
Hmm. I hope they make one for consoles.
I only ever play
Last
Stand.
Because I'm not getting
Stand
a PC
mode.
Anytime soon.
No?
No.
You're
I really don't
with
think so.
PS4? They were demoing the PlayStation VR in the mall today. I was in the mall.
I'd be down to try that.
And they were demoing the PlayStation. I never got to try it, but I am. What do you think of the whole VR, like Oculus Rift, PlayStation
Since
VR?
I haven't really watched, I really haven't watched any videos of people playing it, and I don't, I've heard it's like for movies. Have you heard of that? Like people watch, they go to horror movies and stuff with the VR too. And they said they're totally in the movie, totally immersed in it. So
yeah,
that's
well, there's
cool.
A lot of horror games in VR.
Yeah. Like what is that castle? Did you ever play Amnesia?
Oh, Amnesia, The Dark Descent. Yeah.
That looks cool.
That's a good game. I played some
scary.
Of it. It was kind of freaky. It was more freaky than a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. When a game is more freaky than a movie.
The one that got me was Outlast.
And
that game actually made me stop
playing.
Horror games
in the future, for sure.
Yeah. Well, Halloween's coming up pretty soon.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe we'll do that.
Maybe we'll do a horror game special for Halloween.
Because, did you play Evil Within?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't finish it.
No, I'm almost at the end.
It got too frustrating. That spider lady.
Oh, I'm past that.
She, the one where you have to burn her.
Yeah,
like
no,
she's chasing
I'm way
that.
Past that. I'm almost at the end, but she comes back, apparently. She's pretty scary.
Yeah, she is. She's like the
it's
Grudge
a Japanese
lady.
It's definitely based on Japanese horror movies.
See, they got The Ring versus The Grudge coming out.
Really?
Movie, yeah.
Versus?
Yeah, Ring
what?
Versus Grudge.
Fuck. I don't think I'll be seeing that.
It's going to be The Ring
Chicken. Those horror versus movies.
Oh, Freddy versus Jason was an awesome movie. What are you talking
Maybe
about?
Maybe I need to see that again, but I just
I mean, it was no Citizen Kane. It was no
Citizen Kane.
It was no Goodfellas, but it was good for what it was.
And you saw Maury in the mall today.
We saw Maury in the mall, yes.
From Goodfellas.
We saw a gentleman in the mall looked exactly like Maury.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the
His
1990...
wife was wondering where he is. Where's Maury? I know something's happened. You know,
Did
but
Maury
he's fine.
And his wife get whacked together?
No, his wife was okay.
Oh. Yeah.
His wife was okay. But no, Poor that's Maury. That was quite a resemblance. Glad you sent me that photo.
Yeah. He had a great commercial, Maury.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
Tired of wakes coming off.
You just need the right glue.
I'm about due for
You'll never have a wig.
Me? No, yeah, probably not.
I might have one.
If I go bald, I'll just...
I'm far younger and far balder than Kieran.
Oh, I know people younger than me. I had one buddy, he was going bald in high school.
Poor bastard.
Like, he looked like he had...
Did you guys call him Baldy?
No. There was enough other things to make fun of him for.
Oh, okay.
That
Stinky?
No, it wasn't Stinky. He was just kind of a
ugly.
He was Pip off of South Park.
Oh wow.
You know Pip on South Park? Yeah, that's who he was.
Wow.
So
that's
he was a British guy who
was he was British then. But
he's doing good now, so yeah, I don't want to make fun of him now. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
But we
love you, buddy.
A little bit back in high
school. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, that being said, I think maybe we should wrap up this edition. It's been an hour.
Yeah.
That's episode 2 in the vault, motherfuckers. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Prayer. And we are now on iTunes. We are now on Google Play. And we are now on ISX Radio.
So blowing up.
Lots, yeah. We're going to be the next Smodco.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I'll explain it to you later. All right. We'll see you next week.
Take it easy.